Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Do I need to move the camera back?
Yeah, the camera's a little wonky, isn't it?
Yeah, let me see if I can fix it.
Or maybe it's down.
It's a little crooked and it's a little too far back.
Oh, no, what did I do?
It's okay, you just zoomed in. Just double click the screen with your finger. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Good morning. Oh.
Apparently I can't touch it.
No, you can't touch it.
I think it's fine because it's just getting weirder.
Okay.
It's like it's got so much of the table in it, but that's the problem.
Britt would be better at it than me.
Because it used to be so far up. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
Well, you know, we
had a meeting in here yesterday. Oh, yeah, it should go up, not back.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
So you don't see all of our messy room. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share while we get organized. We were just looking at tattoos. I didn't know if, like, when you got older, if your skin would be too thin to get a tattoo.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, right?
Because it says no, it's fine.
It does thin out and get more creepy and stuff as we age, which isn't fair.
Well, it just gets more fragile. So yeah. It seems like, you know. So,
yeah. So now we learned. Get a tattoo.
I'm going to get a tattoo for a little puppy that passed away.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I might risk, though. I want something really small. I don't know if anybody's got a tattoo of their pet, but.
So Vicky did a paw print of her dog, Bella, mm-hmm. Bella, because she always would stand on her leg. Mm-hmm. And so she did it and she got the actual print of her mm-hmm. paw and did it right on her thigh, which I thought was really sweet.
That's cute.
Yeah. Nice way to remember, you know. Morning, Patty. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Charles.
Good morning.
Charles messaged, he just bought some of the strawberries and cream coffee mm-hmm. and he wants us to make the butterscotch pudding permanent.
I'm with you, Charles. That was one of my favorite ones. So when we have those discussions, usually we have our wrap-up discussions. Mm-hmm. That will be on my mind as well.
Well, I told them I'd tell the team. So here I am telling the team.
Okay. So today we're trying coffees.
We are. We've got our...
Drank so much coffee already.
I know.
I tried not to.
To be fair, though, I did make decaf today.
I didn't know what
today.
Our one was because I've been out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so cute.
Yeah.
I
just went to see London, too.
You did. Yeah. So my daughter's name's London, one of my daughters. So Britain and London.
Cute. Which is funny that you didn't name Sedona Paris, but I know that was one
we
of the names.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
My husband just was very adamant about Sedona being in a parent meeting, and then somebody saying Paris, and he thought they wouldn't take her seriously.
Well,
as Paris Hilton was
kind of popular. Yeah. When she was,
and it was more popular. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. But we definitely, the girls wanted to name her Paris for sure.
There were some other ones like London. Holland.
I
was
wanted
one of the
Brooklyn.
Names.
I didn't like
I liked
Paris.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And the boys wanted to name her Dallas.
Well,
because there was a snowboarder named Dallas, mm-hmm. I guess a girl.
So there's people named Dallas, there's people named Brooklyn. I don't know anybody else named Sedona.
Right? Somebody that I know online, her granddaughter is Sedona.
Okay.
Out in California, but there's not that many Sedonas.
Okay.
But I like that was unique. And mm-hmm. Sedona, I mean, we went to 1994, so that is a long time ago, and it's just one of the prettiest places I've ever
seen. You
haven't
been
there
since?
No. We've planned 2 or 3 trips for Sedona's 10th birthday because my friend has a place out there in which two of my friends have visited or rented this place out there mm-hmm. and it was 2020.
Oh yeah.
And we're like, we can drive out there, but no grocery stores were open. I mean, it was a lot.
How do we get food kind of? How do we figure this out? It is a lot, especially when you're not familiar with the area.
Well, and to drive that far and then
Michigan to Arizona is quite the haul.
Because Claudia was here, so we were going to do it with our Spanish
exchange students.
She had diabetes, so she's got to eat right.
No, there's a lot that goes into that.
So our subscription box, I know most of you are really familiar with it, but Patty will give you a recap on what it is.
I always get to do the recap, don't I? Every month we create a box of special flavors that go around a theme. This month is London's Calling, which it's a song, right? Like a punk song, maybe? It's in my mind. I'm singing it in my mind, but I don't know who sings it, which is really rare for me. No, the box is $25 and includes shipping if you get the 2.5 ounce or the pods. The pods have 12 pods in it. And then the 2.5 has got four different flavors. You can also upgrade to four boxes of pods or four 12-ounce bags of coffee. And I think those are 50-something each, maybe.
And if you always order the big size, I would say just get the big size.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We've got quite a few people
then
who do
that
now.
Then you're for sure to do it. Yeah. I mean, when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, I always like it. Yeah. So
might as well. Especially with fear of missing out, you know?
It's a bug on Facebook.
Oh, can't see the comments. Yeah. Are you on our VIP page or our main Facebook? Because I think that the VIP page is where the comments do something really weird.
Logan, did you post that comment from Coffee Beanery?
No, he did it from him.
No, look.
Over there it says Coffee Beanery. Yeah, probably over there he did. Weird that it says it over here. That's him and over there it's
nice
Coffee
job
Beanery.
Moderating over there.
Nice.
Oh, that's funny though, because like you're incognito on one and not on the other.
Nobody knows.
So these went out
around the 15th.
Around
the 15th.
Was, so people should have them in hand.
Yeah.
So it's a huge spoiler alert. If you don't have your subscription yet, we're going to be tasting them and talking about them. I'll cover them up. So if you don't want a spoiler.
So I think you should have them. Everybody pretty much. It's been 8 days.
Yeah, in a few days. And then we always release the full size flavors on the 22nd.
That's 7 days after.
Yes.
But our VIPs get them first.
And they get them on the 15th.
And you know,
on the 15th.
When the flavors go live, order them because tomorrow is not promised. So I went
out. They just go quicker every time. And then sometimes we even make some more if we have more flavoring, but they're just still.
Yeah,
we have so many problems on the VIP page with the comments.
Yeah, something about the group.
I think they're introducing some AI because. Oh, you know what it is? It's when I put this up, it made a comment for this.
I see. That's interesting.
That's really interesting. That's new.
Really weird. You know what? Every time I get into Facebook, they're doing something weird and different. Like they just totally rearranged the meta business on me so that I had to find. And they do that like every couple of months where I'm like, okay, thanks.
Well, so far it's just good morning. So there's nothing crazy yet. I'll try to remember to put the comments up.
We'll put the comments up if anything. Yeah.
So when I went out this morning to check on the girls that were starting to pull your orders, almost every order had one of these flavors on there.
Yes.
Like every single
one. I'm so excited to try them.
Yes.
So the first one, Wimbledon Strawberries and Cream.
Yes.
Duet of Juicy Sun-Kissed Berries and Smooth Sweet Cream.
This is supposed to be one of like the foods that they serve at Wimbledon.
I know. Every time it's so cute. The imaging of it's so cute. Great job, Ashley.
Yeah, she does a great job.
I just think I love this little subtle thing behind it.
This one was brewing this morning and I wanted to try it so bad, but I knew we were going to be trying it.
Oh, that's what I've been drinking this morning.
Just so you know, we are drinking decaf today because Patty's already had two cups and I need decaf. At this point, you need caffeine.
Always. I can go get a cup of coffee after. That's why I was waiting because I didn't want to have too much caffeine.
If this isn't just like perfect strawberries and cream flavor, I don't know what else is.
This is really good.
It just totally tastes. It reminds me of those Lifesaver candies, like the strawberries and cream.
Like the orange ones, but the strawberries are better.
It's interesting because Facebook is like doing automatic. Captioning over there too.
Oh, seriously?
I wonder if it's because it's on mute.
What do you mean automatic captioning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's putting what we say up there?
Well, it's trying.
But then we overtalk each other and
good luck.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Oh,
good luck with that.
Poor Jessica goes and fixes the subtitles on the YouTube videos and
she's funny because she'll come and talk to me after, like, it'll be a couple weeks later, and she's like, you guys talked about this, and I'm like, well, what did we talk about again? And she's like, so then I Googled it, and I learned this, and I'm like, oh, it was real. Sometimes we'll tell a story, I'm like, I don't know how true it is, but it is.
She'll be like, oh, I didn't know that what you did this or whatever. It's just really cute.
Yeah, it cracks me up.
This one is
One is really, really good. Yeah. And it is like those little creams.
Yeah.
I like the cream in it. It's very good.
Well, and it's kind of hard too when you're coming up with flavors of a place you've never been, right? You don't really know from lived experience what the flavors are, but Google does help.
Google does help. Are you saying we need to go to London for a field trip?
Well, I was thinking about doing a Paris box, actually.
Did you read what Patty says?
No.
She says it always have captions and they're usually crazy.
That's funny.
I didn't know that. Oh, I'm sure. Especially the noises. Like, you don't realize how many, like, inaudible noises you make. Like,
one time, Brittany.
Like, what does it do that for? What does it do for that?
I would like to see that, though. Let's watch it later. One time, Brittany and I were talking, and I just kept saying yes, like agreeing when they're talking. I'm like, my God, I must have said yes like 47 times in a row. That's so annoying.
I say thank you all the time. I mean, it's so ingrained in me as a child to say thank you for everything. And I first, like, servers in a restaurant, they probably are just annoyed at a point because I'm like, thank you.
I'd be curious, though. I mean, they probably don't really even hear it.
Yeah.
But then it's way better than having someone be rude.
Alternative.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So this is
banana.
What is it?
Banoffee. Supposed to be like toffees and bananas.
Okay. I am just so crazy now that Brennan's, that Bananas Foster that I like.
Yeah.
That London knows some of the family.
But London didn't know that they were that. She doesn't even know what Brennan's is. So we went to this barbecue with London, my sister in Florida, and we're kind of talking. They're like, oh, what's your background? What do you do? And, you know, I said, we're in the coffee business. And they're like, oh, we're in the family restaurant business. And I was like, oh, cool. You know? And then he's like, have you ever heard of Brennan's from New Orleans? And I was like, yeah, you've been on Food Network. Like, I know what Brennan's is. And he's like, oh, my grandpa, great grandpa, like basically the Bananas Foster was like his creation.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
At the restaurant you were at?
Like, no, we were just at a backyard barbecue.
No, oh. New Orleans is like, this is like an institution in New Orleans. Like back in the day, like maybe I didn't even have kids. Like it was so long ago. And Joanne was taking us all to this breakfast place. And it was like $75 for breakfast, for the 6-course breakfast.
Wow.
And I am young and poor. And I'm like, why don't you just give me the $75 and I'll go shopping?
Yeah.
Like, I could care less about a 6-course breakfast. And we went there and it was the most phenomenal breakfast I've ever had. And the Bananas Foster was to die for.
Was it like a dessert part of it? Or was it
They do it right next to your table. They bring all this thing to make this Bananas Foster.
But for breakfast.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah. So then Kevin and I went a few years ago with friends. And we went back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get this thing. I remember this. It was so fabulous. Well, they didn't do that course thing anymore. So she was going through, I'm like, well, we can kind of do it ourselves or whatever. But then I'm like, but I want to start with the Bananas Foster so I make sure I have room. And the waiter like laughed and was going away. And my husband's like, no, no, she's like serious.
Yeah, like please bring it out
here.
First.
Yeah. And so they do it tableside and it is so delicious. Mm-hmm. And when we went to New Orleans for Taylor Swift, they had like a Taylor Swift theme kind of thing.
Didn't you say the whole city
but I
came out for
Yeah, they were amazing. Yeah. But I couldn't get in. The reservations were full.
I wish I would have known. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it was so funny because I'm like, London came back out after feeding the baby. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, London. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, so cool.
And it's like it's like three brothers. They're like 6'3". Like they're funny.
And they live in Florida
so much
now.
Fun. Well, yeah, one's a boat captain and his brother, I don't know, he's maybe a mate or something. He works on the boat, but I'm not exactly sure.
So they're not in the restaurant business anymore.
No, they left the family business.
I think their family just
Sometimes you have too many people, you know, there's not really a role for me. Or people want other things to do.
They were very kind.
Yeah. I mean, we're very fortunate to have third generation people that are still interested in being in the business.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Sedona because it's like maybe not fourth. Mm-hmm. She's like, what happens if family doesn't? And I said, well, then the family can like be on a board of directors and other people can run your business. You don't have to run it, but the level of loyalty and love when you run it yourself, I think.
Nobody cares about your business like you care about your business.
You've got time to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never thought I'd be a fan of banana coffee, Deborah, but
this is delicious.
Coffee.
You know what's funny? Sweet bananas, rich toffee, and a buttery crust all topped with a cloud of whipped cream.
I love that.
official thing.
So what's funny is anytime we do a banana flavor, it just goes bonkers. Mm-hmm. Like the banana pudding that we did in the Kentucky Derby box, people went absolutely crazy for
that. I think people, I'll talk for myself. I like banana flavor. I don't always like the unexpected mushiness of bananas.
I can't do the texture of a banana. So this
takes away the texture, and it's just the flavor. And
I have that problem with a lot of fruit that is just really unpredictable.
Yeah.
That's why I think I don't eat very much fruit is because of that. Yeah. If someone eats fruit and they're like, oh, it's really good, then I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, you know, you get a tart. You know, yeah, you'll have like even
four good ones and then two bad ones.
Oh, why is this one mushy? Yeah, you know, or something like that. You're like, oh, no, thank you.
Oh my goodness, this is really, really good.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's almost like going to different countries. I feel like their fruit is so much better. Mm-hmm. Okay, I forgot. Well, I did tell you guys, but we're gonna taste the next one. Okay. But I was in Scotland at a food tour. We love going on food tours in Edinburgh, and this woman, you know, chit chat. Again, about what you do or whatever. Yeah. And I mentioned that we're coffee roasters. And she's like, oh, what company? And I said, Coffee Beanery. And she's like, oh, do you do flavor coffee? And I said, yes, yes, we do. And she's like, I bought your subscription for my son. And he loves it. I gave him a 6-month subscription and he kept subscribing. He loves it so much. And he loves it so much that he got COVID and couldn't taste anything. And so he kept like putting the coffee in the cupboard until he could taste again.
Did you get his name?
And then he had like a big party with like the sister and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't get his name.
Because it'd be cool to put a note in his box.
It would be cute. Yeah. I met your mom in Scotland. Yeah. But of the most random things to go all the way to Scotland to meet someone who subscribes.
And then you're going to probably paint them in their box.
Patty, maybe it's a thing that we're texture picky because I'll tell you what, I cannot do rice pudding.
Yeah, I love rice
pudding. I cannot do like flan.
I love all those.
I know. Textures. And it's just like,
I bet I can't do tomatoes or like coconut, surprise coconut in things. I don't like that.
I like coconut.
I don't like
anything I have to grit through my teeth. Like,
Oh, you know, we got samples of like cookies that were made with almond flour. And they're really good, but they're so gritty. When you're chewing, you kind of feel like you're eating sand a little bit. Ugh. And it always just makes my teeth feel weird.
And almond flour and oats in Scotland, their crackers and everything are made with oats.
You said the cookies were not sweet.
The cookies were disgusting.
Yeah, which we do have some Scotland treats to try next week.
Oh, I forgot. And
they're over there, but I figured we'll just do it next week.
No, that's fine. Yeah, like that's what Kevin's like. Mrs. Fields would make a killing. Although maybe people just aren't used to sweet stuff, so they wouldn't appreciate, you know, sugar and brown sugar.
Well, right, because like why wouldn't they have gone there before, or, you know, yet, I guess.
I don't know.
You know, because it seems like there'd be such a market for it.
I was like, I drank this one yesterday.
Okay, so this flavor is an absolute first for all of us. The flavor is currant or a Chelsea currant
wine.
Currant. So I don't know if you say current. I always heard current. And then some people are saying currant. I don't really know the right way to say it.
I heard the correct way is to say currant, but
Patty says avocado, peaches, anything fuzzy.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yes, the peaches, no to
avocado. I like avocado, but I have to like be in a texture mood for it, if that makes sense.
I just don't think avocado adds anything. Like people love avocado and I'm like,
it says currant.
Oh, does it?
In English.
Yeah. You're drinking this one. This one's really good.
So someone called Jessica this morning and asked if this flavor was like the cinnamon bun. I'm like, no, it's more fragrant. Oh, it's more closer to the huckleberry flavor that we did before. And when I had to look up what a currant even was, you guys, because it's not a flavor we have here. And fun fact, currants were actually banned in the United States for a number of years. I can't remember why. Because I looked this up when we were developing this a while ago, but like we couldn't even get currants here. And I don't think it's a flavor that is typical.
Yeah, it's that in between jam and like a marmalade, or it's that in between. What's that other sticky thing?
So for me, it's very grape-like. And the flavor, like a currant, is kind of like a raisin.
Yeah, but the texture to me of the currant is weird. It's because it's sticky. It's like in between. It's those fake cinnamon rolls with cinnamon.
Patty says, yuck.
It's really good.
Well, yeah, I think really she was like talking about the avocado.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Avocado. It's the peaches. Which ones are fuzzy? The peaches?
Yeah. Peaches are fuzzy.
But see, like, I would never eat, like, a peach skin. I always
skin your peach?
Absolutely, because I only make it in peach crisp or cobbler, which is one of my specialties.
Interesting.
Yeah. I made it one time. We had a discovery day, and I went home and made peach cobbler and brought it in
for
people.
Were we supposed to cook something?
People.
No. We were supposed to have a baking challenge?
No, we were going to do one for the fudge, and then you were out, so we didn't do it. But what's next month? Yeah, maybe
this
next
month.
This
would have been a good one.
Yeah, we should have done this one. This one would have been a good one to do. Except somebody just has to put strawberries and cream in a plate, which is so easy.
Perfect.
Perfect to win.
And I feel like when that happens, you're almost out because it's not really
cooking. Easy.
Yeah. Like when I had to do the sorbet, like doesn't really fit with the baking.
Yeah.
Your sorbet almost won though, because it was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was sour.
I didn't get to try it. I was on vacation, I think, that week. I like the currant bun. I think it's really good. It's very unique and different. Mm-hmm. It's fragrant. It's fruity. You know,
I really like it.
Yeah. It's like if a date and a
fig.
Something sweeter, like a strawberry had a baby.
I would say even grape-like. To me, it's grape-like.
Oh yeah, I could see that. It's more like got that like blackberry though.
Yeah, a blackberry and a fig,
a good way to say
or
it.
A blackberry and a that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, I would say like blackberry is like super spot on.
Yeah.
Super delicious.
But I feel
though.
Like it has that weird that figgy or pruny or something.
A date, yeah. Us
a date and a blackberry had a baby. That's exactly it.
Yes.
And next.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Patty said you can make a strawberries and cream muffin or cupcake.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good batter. I bet if we would have Googled it, we would have found something.
Or if we would have.
I don't know how to say this. Chocolate.
Roulade.
Roulade.
Yeah. Those look like a ho-ho to me.
Cake.
You know, like the Little Debbie's
at
Swiss
Christmas,
roll cake. That's what it is. We used to call them
ho-hos. In France, they do the log cakes.
Mm-hmm.
A bouche de Noël.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
Decadent roll of light fudgy chocolate cake wrapped around
this is all chocolate.
Whipped cream.
So to me, this one, the chocolate is super subtle, which is odd. I think the vanilla takes a closer forefront.
You get the chocolate on the
back.
And you can smell the chocolate right off the bat.
Yeah, you can. But it is definitely on the lighter
interesting.
Side. Mm-hmm. It's not as intense of a chocolate as we've done before, but I like it.
Cakey flavor too.
Yeah, because it's different. It's not like super forward.
It's got the filling, which my favorite part is the filling.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
People who don't like frosting make me sad.
Well, it really depends.
Yeah, you're right. It depends on the frosting.
Yeah,
some frosting's disgusting.
That giant 5-pound tub that we got for our cake decorating, that was really good. That was like
whipped frosting.
Yeah, that was like frozen.
I don't know if you guys know this, but if you have Sam's Club, I would assume Costco does it too. From their bakery, you can buy an entire 5-gallon bucket full of frosting for $30.
Yeah, it wasn't very expensive at all because we did
cake.
Did we do cake decorating?
Yeah.
Did we do cakes? Oh, we did do cakes
for Valentine's Day.
I forget what crazy adventures we come up with at book club.
I spent something like 7 hours baking the cakes.
Yes,
and then I was also going to make the buttercream. And thank God you guys thought about this because we would have ran out of frosting. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used
no
so
doubt.
Much frosting for this.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Because we did layered cakes.
Yes.
And. So I was like, oh, we can just buy the thing of frosting. I think it's super cheap.
What we should have done was judge best decorated and you got a prize. Because there were some really, like Sarah's a
really
good decorator.
Yeah.
Jessica Lacey, they did great cakes.
Yeah.
Mine was just
buttercream.
I like buttercream frosting too.
Mm-hmm. Mine was very simple, but I liked it.
It was
perfectly perfect.
That Sam's whipped frosting is good though.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, now
Sam's
we're coming
cakes
up.
Cakes are good.
They're really good.
They
now and we're coming up with our next rounds of
cupcakes. They're
crafts.
Fresh. If you like order their cupcakes, they are so fresh.
Yeah.
But we did orange and black because Fenton colors for the kids' open house.
It dyed
your mouth like black and stuff. It was so disgusting.
I don't like the one because honestly, you can taste the dye at that point when it's so pigmented. like the blues and the blacks and the oranges. You can taste
for mine. Yeah, Grammy and I made all the cupcakes, and we made them with the sunflowers and the Oreos and the ladybugs. And
I think for Branson's.
Never get them dyed, obviously, because
it's just black tongues.
So yeah, have it.
Looks like a giraffe with a black tongue.
One thing that I do want to touch on.
Oh, yeah. These are awesome.
Is that we have the pre-order up for holiday shirts through the 31st of July.
I love these. What does it say? I love coffee and murder shows and maybe three people.
Yeah. So these are, you can pre-order these. They won't ship probably until at least late August, early September.
Yeah.
And we're giving them to you at, like, basically our wholesale cost.
Yes.
But once they release, they'll be full price.
Yes.
So if you want to get in on the pre-order, now is a great time. And make sure you get your size. Yeah, make sure you get your size. Because we're not
going to have very many. We'll order some extras probably, but not a lot.
Yeah, and we won't, like, be ordering them again. So just put, if you get your pre-order in, just know that it's not going to ship till probably September. But the murder one is so cute.
It's my favorite one. I'm going to get it in every
style. Sedona got it in every. So the sweatshirt, the long sleeve, and the t-shirt
something. It's my favorite. Because I do like coffee murder shows and about three people.
Yes.
You know, two of them are in this room.
Podcast. So you have till the 31st to order those.
Yeah. They're pretty cool. Do we have any of the other designs up?
I thought it was cute for Halloween.
Well, they're all in the listing. Okay. So if you go to the listing, then all the designs.
We've got the pumpkin spice one.
Yeah, and then you can see the t-shirts, the sweatshirts,
and all of our t-shirts and sweatshirts are super cozy. Like we definitely pay more for it to be really comfortable.
Yeah,
we like really really soft.
We only order clothes that we want to wear ourselves.
Oh yeah.
So soft is the way to go. Which oddly, my oldest son doesn't like soft things. I think that's so weird. Like when we talk about texture in your mouth, some people are like texture on their body. And I just think that's so weird, you know.
It is really weird.
Yeah, to not like soft things. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give him a soft blanket. He absolutely loathes it.
Coffee mugs in this. That's a great idea. Oh, that would be super cute.
That was actually on our planning list.
Yeah. We were supposed to find.
And then we just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, not too late. We could figure it out.
No, that's a good idea. Well, and we're doing it obviously to coincide with Halloween or whatever, but it's not Halloween specific.
Yeah.
We just thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Patty, I like the long sleeve one that we have in the murder one because it says like coffee beanery down the sleeve. So that one's kind of cool too.
It's in a creepy font.
Kind of. But you're going to catch me wearing it in February. Don't worry. Like October.
I'll end up here.
Yeah.
Having matching outfits.
Yeah. With skulls on our shirts.
Charles, if we do it in coffee mugs, like,
do you like an actual mug or like a travel mug?
We hate to do ceramic, but we could do like stainless steel, like camper style mugs.
Yeah.
Your son hates the feel of paper.
Yeah.
Maybe he got a bad paper cut.
Oh, I hate the feel of chalk on my hands. Or like, I can't even stand the thought of like writing on a chalkboard. Oh, it makes me just shake back and forth.
Yeah, in gymnastics, you had to put chalk on your hands.
Oh, couldn't do it.
I don't mind.
So like when I'm gardening, I have to have gloves on. I cannot stand dirt on my hands. No. Always. Like I can't just go and weed, you know, dirt under my nails.
I just don't do it because we have little cactus. Yeah. Plants hey,
Will.
Hurt me.
Will, did you join Facebook? Because you've never, you went through Twitter too.
We're getting your comments on Twitter because you always tell me you comment on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or X. Yeah. And then
it's his only social media platform.
We're seeing it now.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
That feels so interesting.
Oh.
Okay, so we're talking about textures in the mouth and textures on the body.
I love, and there was actually a store, I didn't get to go in there because we only had 1 minute yesterday, but Viori, have like the softest like sweatshirts and clothes.
I didn't know that
they had
an
a whole
store.
At Somerset.
I have a pair of their leggings or their joggers, and they are just incredibly
soft. I've got a couple of their sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm always the person walking through, I have to feel everything.
If something doesn't feel good,
I immediately
like some of the Lululemon stuff is kind of on the scratchy side, and I'm like, oh, I want something soft.
I did get a wool sweater though, and I was surprised because in Scotland, but there is different wool that is a little bit softer.
Those
like the least expensive one, I didn't care for the feeling
too
at
scratchy.
All.
Yeah.
So Kevin bought me a nicer one, and it was so clothes they had worn.
Those, were they scarves or shawls that you bought? That I touched them. These are really nice and soft.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then we were reading those books that were based on Prince Edward Island, and their whole thing are these like wool blankets. And yeah. I so want one because they're like really
well. We saw a lady. I mean, she literally sheared her sheep, and I don't know why this surprised me because, first of all, the sheep were mortified and they had to. They were embarrassed because they had lost their wool.
Is that an actual thing?
Yes, and they have to like go like make them feel better and hug them and stuff. And three times a day, they have to give them extra thing and extra warmth. Yeah. Because it's sad. But so then she gave us a piece of the wool and you just twisted it and it made it into this
strand.
Yeah, like wool. But she had a actual spinning wheel and so she would just feed it in and it went into yarn. And then but then I'm like, but how do you when you run out of that piece, how do you get like the next piece?
I just twist,
You just wind it together.
I feel like I saw one of those like old videos from like Mr. Rogers or something, or like, you know, he did the segment on how to make things.
Yes.
The one how to make crayons always stands out in your mind.
So
but I feel like I saw that where they were like carding. I think that's when they like brush it with like a flat thing. But it's such an interesting process. Well, they didn't do this.
She literally had it in her hand.
Yeah.
And so she just kept feeding the wool into the spinning thing and it made
yarn.
Do they
wash the wool first before they do it? Did she like go and take it off the sheep and then made it?
Yes. She I think it was off the sheep.
Off the sheep and into your sweater.
Maybe. That's a slogan. In that.
Okay.
In like the braids and stuff. But I have you, like if you watch knitters or crocheters, a lot of times they will make their own yarn and they do, they like put it on this brush thing and then it all swirls together and then they feed it into a,
like mixing yarn together.
It's looks like just fluff.
Yes.
And then you mix also, it together.
It looks like that white fluff that like you decorate your villages or whatever with, but then it turns into yarn.
People make their yarn out of weird stuff show too, you like dryer lint. And I swear, because there used to be a show called Oddities where they would sell like really like gross and weird and macabre things to these people. And then they'd sell them to other people. Like, I think there's like people who make stuff out of belly button lint. We should probably double check me.
That would take a lot of, but I don't know how you'd even get enough belly
people
button
lint. People are nasty. Maybe they just collect it.
That would be like ridiculous. So,
well, what if
like
I come and I collect it from you?
I'd have this much belly button lint. I remember being on a cruise though, and a woman was she was really into this, and she's like, oh, "Your hair would like make such nice yarn," and I'm like, "I'm so creeped out right now."
Well, like thinking of those poor sheep, and like imagine if we just like shaved our heads one day.
Oh my
like,
gosh,
you feel so
and they were
weird.
Yeah. Yes,
and made it
she
into
said,
a.
And they're mortified,
wig, right? Yeah.
And they had to like go give them extra food and extra loving because they were like really upset.
There's that movie where the guy was like a stalker and he made a hair doll out of the girl's hair. I mean, it was a funny movie from like the 90s, early 2000s.
No,
his name was Cool Ethan, and he made a hair doll. And like, yeah, that's not creepy. Know.
Did we try out the coffee?
Yeah, we did.
The only
is this one mine too?
Maybe. No, yeah, it
I don't
is.
Know where my brain went.
I'm putting
my brain
like
got lost on the way there. you have to shear the sheep though, because you know how dogs get like mats on the bottom? If you don't shear them, they'll start to get mats and it will pull their skin and they
I thought
get really
even could like
and it can separate from their skin.
Fall over because they're so heavy because wool is so heavy.
And it just keeps
I
growing.
Love
it
a big
doesn't,
fluffy sheep
it doesn't
though.
Stop growing.
But in the winter they keep it to stay warm, but in the summer, right?
I know, but there were a lot of shaved sheep in Scotland and I wanted a really fluffy one.
You
well they probably
just lay on them.
Just shaved them off.
They probably well there were still some fluffy ones on the fields. Mm-hmm. And then a Highland Coo.
Or
I fed.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
And she was pregnant. She's going to have a baby. Sheena.
Cute. Love that.
And her hair was so long in her face, I wanted to like put it in a ponytail.
It makes you wonder if it bothers them to have their hair in their
face. They like it because they can do this and keep the flies away and stuff.
That makes
sense. Keeps them off their eyeballs.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Cute. So cute.
I know. It's also kind of cool when you go to different countries and see like the different animals that they have there, right? Breeds that we don't have here. Mind you, we'll bring them here and have photo shoots with them.
Oh,
but,
for sure. Because the place we go has a little baby cow.
Well, and they're probably not little anymore.
No, they have a new one.
Oh, they do. Okay.
But they don't get, they're like mini ones. I don't think they get big.
They don't get that big. No. Nice. But their horns are serious business.
Yeah.
Well, they might have to cut those. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they take care of it.
I don't know. So we have the last day of our summer sale going on right now, and it's 25% off.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And birthday month starts next week.
I know, right?
It's like, what, Thursday or Friday or something?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Thursday, I think.
So it's our 49th.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Are you doing anything fun for our 50th? Oh, we were talking about
our 50th. We're doing tons of stuff for our 50th, for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
So which one was your favorite, Britton?
I'm going to go with the Chelsea Current one.
I like that one, too. It was really different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm actually going to go strawberries and cream because it just feels like those lifesavers.
I love strawberries and cream, but I feel like we've done it before.
Yeah, Current is definitely unique.
I'm going with the banana.
Okay.
That's
no, what I was thinking is if we mix the strawberry, banana, and chocolate, we'd have a banana split.
I just mixed them all.
Right?
That sounds
delicious. Do I have any left?
I mixed them all in a thing.
Let's add a little bit of strawberry bed to this one, see if I can get a banana split.
All right. Anything else exciting?
I don't think so. Just pre-orders, the
sale. And birthday sales starting.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the 1st.
On the 1st. When is it, our birthday? August
2nd? No, August I think we always say August 1st is our birthday.
Just
say it's Joe's 1st. Birthday.
Joe's birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Technically, I think the company started in March of 76, but we've always celebrated it.
Well, on Julius's birthday, who's what the founder is, the 2nd. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just roll with it.
You guys, the strawberry, banana, and chocolate, 100% banana split.
That's good.
That's cool. I like this.
Good.
Yeah. I get excited about mixing new flavors.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and
chat next week.
Yeah. We'll try some Scottish treats next week.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Bye.